Hello, Audio Boo. It's Allison, and this is our Lazy Sunday Boo. With me is my dear husband, Jeremy, who, yes, does exist. Say hi, honey.
Yeah, I do exist. Hello.
He's real. I'm not just making him up. Anyway, it's just been a very lazy Sunday. It was started out very productive. I recorded an episode of the Tech Doctor podcast with my sidekick, Robert Carter, and I did some editing, and then I fell asleep. fast asleep, which means that as I have now napped during the middle of the day, my chances of sleeping at night, well, they're not that great any Sunday, aren't they, honey?
No.
Yeah, they're just... You sleep, you can take a freaking, like, 5-hour nap at 6 o'clock and wake up at 11 and eat dinner and go to bed at 12. I don't know how he does it, guys. Yeah. He's inhuman.
It's all those years of being on the road as a musician, I think.
Yeah, I guess. But, I mean, you'd think as a student I would have developed some pretty adaptable sleep habits as well. But I think I was just born with some sort of insomniac-type condition. I know I'm not alone. I know my fellow blind people hear me. But anyway, we're just kind of sitting here rambling. Jeremy's reading. What are you reading, baby? The Dark Tower?
I'm reading, yes, book 5 of The Dark Tower. What's it called?
Oh, I don't know. You're reading it.
The Wolves of Kala.
Oh, dear. That sounds frightening.
It's not read by Frank Muller, though. Anyone
poor man.
Read Dark Tower books, Frank Muller was, the late, great Frank Muller, was the best narrator I've ever heard. But this guy's not too bad. Will Gittle,
well.
Which always used to make me laugh, because that's what John Lennon used to call laughing. He'd say, we're going to gittle.
Well, someday I will check out the Dark Tower series, although you'll have to hold my hand, because I'm going to be scared, because I get scared very easily of Stephen King type stuff. But right now, I'm actually rereading, yes, you're going to laugh, everybody, I'm rereading the Harry Potter series again, and there's a really logical, reasonable reason why, and that is simply because I got new versions of them. We won't say how, but they are M4B files, and I wanted to listen to each book and make sure they're okay. I mean, how am I going to know if the whole series is iPhone worthy if I don't listen to it all on my iPhone? At least that's what I tell myself. That's my excuse for why I'm rereading the series for like the 10th freaking time in a row. But
you've been reading it 10 times since you've been living with me, and that's 2 years. This is probably the 25th time.
It's my comfort.